We continue now in the 31st chapter of the Tanya. This volume 1 has 32 chapters. Oh, no, 34. Okay, we're almost done with volume 1 of this version. Okay, the commentary begins with a little introduction of a line or two. Perek Zebo Behemshech L'Prokim HaKodmim. This is a continuation of the last two chapters. Shebehem Nispara Eitzel L'Timtum Alev. We were given the suggestion of how to get rid of the dullness of the heart, which is Mevatchen Lev. We smash it. Al Yidei Lev Nishbar, through a broken heart. And that's going to be the main topic in this chapter, the broken heart syndrome. He starts the Tanya. Minei af im kishiyari harbe lahamik binyonim en iskolael. Kisho shtayim. That even if a person is going to have extended time going deeply into these concepts, as we've mentioned in the last two chapters, of how you're not so great, and how you've got problems and all these issues we talked about. And if you do it, you know, for merely 1 or 2 hours, Lias benemichas ruach v'lev lishpar, to have a low spirit and a broken heart. Yavol idei atzvas gedola. Even if you're going to come, you may come to a great sadness and depression. So even if that's going to happen, lo yachush, don't be worried. Don't be concerned. V'av sha'atzvas hu mitzad klipas noga v'lo mitzad ha'kedusha. Even though sadness comes from that klipas noga, and not from the side of Kedusha. Why? How do you know it's not from the side of Kedusha? Ki bitzada Kedusha ksiv, because by the side of Kedusha it says in the book of Chronicles, Oiz v'chedva bimkomo, joy, happiness is in his place, where Hashem is his only happiness and joy. Ve'en ha'shchina sheryo miteich simcha, and Shechina only rests upon a one who is joyful. V'chein l'dvar halacha, and so it is from simcha, from words of dvar halacha, right? So you think it's a bad thing to do this because it's going to make you sad and depressed. Elashim ha'atzvasu mimila d'shmaya, but if you're getting depressed over spiritual things, hume v'chinas tov shebenoga. That's the aspect of the good of the noga. Remember, the klipas noga can go either way. It can go either way. It depends what you do it. So this can be good. Explains the commentary. Bikdusha hu inyan simcha. And with holiness, it's the aspect of simcha. Therefore, the shechina only rests when one is in a state of joy. So too should learning of Torah be with joy. Ha'atzvus, sadness, he miklipas noga, that's from that other shell. V'kivin sheklipas noga morevas mitovara, since the klip of noga is a combination, it's a mixture of good and evil. Hare mehatov sheba noga hu daigas avona. So you can use worrying, can have a good part to it. You're worried about your sins. Okay, but still, of only komokam, still in all, I feel a tov shebenoga, even the good part of the noga, who klipa, it's still a klipa, vein a kedusha, it's not holiness. So you might be concerned about this. Explains footnote gimel. Beira kesher de atzus klipa. He explains, but let's explain the connection between sadness and the klipa. Ki klipa in yono hu yeshus. The concept of a klipa is yeshus, literally translated, means somethingness. I'm a something. That's yeshus. V'hargoshes atzmo, and feeling of yourself. In other words,
self-centered.
Self-focused, yes.
Ego.
Ego, all right? And then you're concerned about yourself and everything, and you are a big somebody. Well, if you're a big somebody, you think you are, and that's the focus of your life. The more he thinks he's valuable, so too will grow his sadness. And he'll get very angry for anything that's deficient. So he doesn't bring him to greater perfection of his own narcissistic desires. Where does depression come from? Why would a person ever be depressed? Things aren't going my way.
The distance between your expectations and reality.
Things aren't going my way. What's your way? What do you mean, what's my way? I should have everything. That's my way. Everyone should give me respect. I should have money. I should have power. That's what I want. So whenever those expectations aren't met, you're sad. You're depressed. That's bad. See, that's the klipa. The klipa, just like a peel, covers up the fruit. So your ego covers up the reality. The reality, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your klipa is a big, ugly shell that's covering up. That's what your ego is. That's in the holy way. Avol tzadik kedusha, but there's a holy way of sadness. Hu bitul. This is bitul. Bitul is nullifying oneself. Vekasher ha'adam hu bebitul. When a person is in nullification mode, he doesn't sense anything's missing. Because oz v'chedva b'mkomo, there's only joy in where Hashem resides. We have two ways to look at things. And this is what we mentioned a few weeks ago from Reb Levi Yitzchak, with Yitzchak, who was in the field, where he said that happiness comes from a person who nullifies themselves before Hashem. Normally, if you subjugate yourself to somebody else, it brings sadness. But if you subjugate yourself to Hashem, it brings joy. Because when you subjugate yourself to somebody else, that's what the other person wants. It's not what you want. So that's part of what sadness is all about. But when you subjugate yourself to Hashem, you have released yourself from the fetters of self-focus of what you want in life. If you, people means, and we talked about it extensively in the Parsha class this week, Beetle means anything I have is nothing. Everything I am is nothing. Whatever I could possibly have is from Hashem. And therefore, whatever I have is the greatest gift from Hashem. And that gives you joy. That gives you joy. So Beetle, when you say Beetle, means I don't bring anything to the table. I have no expectations. I only have what Hashem gives me. And what Hashem gives me is everything that I need. If that's the focus, then you're never looking at what you don't have in terms of a negative way. Now we will see there is, however, he will, now that's versus classic sadness. This is not classic sadness. This is holy sadness, where he's saying, I'm not achieving spiritually what I'm supposed to be achieving. That's another story. That's what you're supposed to be succeeding in, and that is totally in your control. That, says he's going to explain, this is the good kind of sadness versus the bad kind of sadness. And you'll see the bad, good kind of sadness doesn't last very long. Well, the bad kind of sadness, you're always walking around that way because there's always things that you're not having. And that's what this generation is, the saddest generation in the history of the world. Because it looks into what every advertisement says. What does every advertisement say?
It's the me generation.
You deserve it.
Yeah. You deserve it. You have
the goyim. Right?
What?
Talking about the goyim.
And the goyim and the Jews who follow that. You know, you deserve it. If you want to be a somebody, this is how you're going to make your statement, and you have to be this way. And not everybody can do that. Not every woman can have a size zero figure, and therefore they're depressed over that. You know, well, who says you have to have one? Right? Everyone's depressed that they don't have these amazing vacations that everybody else has. Well, who says you have to have that? So that's why it's the most miserable generation in the history of the world. And therefore, but there is a place for this, if in terms of looking what you're missing spiritually, and for that to bring you sadness, as he's going to explain. That's going to be the whole nature of this chapter. He's going to explain why this is a good sadness. So although you may be spending an hour focusing on your spiritual failures and you may be a little bit depressed or even a lot depressed, that's okay. Don't worry about it, because that's the good side of depression versus the bad side of depression. Okay? Yeah.
I know this may be a different topic, but sadness is a result of external events. I mean, is that, what is that sadness? You hear about a tragedy and you're sad. That's not connected to you. And yet it's still...
Well, the question
sadness.
Is, what are you sad about?
You're sympathetic.
Are you sad about that you're afraid you're going to be next? or you're sad about that, you know, you feel bad that other people are suffering. Well, then that's a virtue called nosei ba'olim chavero, carrying the burden of your friend. If the sadness is there for you to help them, you know, then that's good. You know, you feel bad that another Jew is suffering. That's the way it's supposed to be. That doesn't get you depressed. You don't get depressed from that. It mobilizes you to do something. You feel bad for them? Okay. So, people felt bad in Har Nov, so they collected $2.5 million. From that sadness came 2.5. Nobody was sad. Nobody would collect anything. Right? So that was a sadness that was brought production from that. But just to be sad, to say, well, you know, I guess I never should go in a car now, because, you know, I'm always going to be afraid to go in a car. I might get killed. Well, then that's only because you're self-centered again. So if the sadness is focused on yourself, you know, it's a bad sadness. If you're not focusing on yourself, then it's potentially a good sadness. Okay, let's look at the brackets in the Tanya. Arizal writes, Shafilu dagas havonos, even the concern over one's sins and the sadness that comes over it, Einarui, it's not fitting to have it, ki im bishas avidui, only during confession. Velo bishas atvilo, the Talmud Torah, and not during davening, and not during learning. Shetrichim liyas bisimcha, that has to be done with joy. Shemitzad haktusha davka, that has to be from the side of happiness specifically.
Holiness.
Holiness alone. So therefore, that there's a time and place for everything. Davening, except on Yom Kippur, is not a time for vidui. Even though we say, you know, slach l'mviyinki chatanu b'chalv yisharu, that's we have to explain that. But that's not the main focus of the davening. The main focus of the davening is feeling the joy of being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the real joy you have. Real joy should be in learning. You want to spend a certain time. And that's during the time of confession. That's what you do at night. Do that by yourself. But not during the main times of Avoda. Next page. Shin, pei, dalid. Ava became still and all. Kachi, hamida. This is the measure of la'ach pei, l'sitra'achara. Is to press and force the other side. B'mina v'dugmasa, with its kind and similar things. Explains. B'chlal. What does he mean that? Tzorach lios besimcha. In general, you have to be happy. Avol b'mikra shegoveres bo gasas haklipa. But in a situation where the grossness of the klipa, which is because of the timtum alev that you have, the dulse heart, if it overcomes you, now that's emergency mode. Hare kedei l'shab, in order to break it, tzorach l'shtamesh ba'atzvu shemikzad haklipa. Then you got to use the sadness of the klipa. Kikachu aseder, because that's the order of things. Lishbor asitra acher bedover shikam huba mesitra acher. You break the sitra acher from something that comes from the sitra acher. Kill it with its own medicine. Sadness comes to the sitra acher, so use that sadness to destroy the sitra acher. As Kemaimer Chazal, as our rabbis say, minei ubei abba lishade bei narga vayivka bo kiyotzebo. He's going to explain that all in the commentary. Chazal omrim. The rabbis mention, there's different gemaras, Mineu bei abu l'shade bei narga. He says, kat hagarzen, the what do you call the axe, the handle of the axe, hakore sasa eitz, that cuts the tree, asuya makes is made from a tree. In other words, what do you cut a tree from? A tree. It's not the metal that cuts it. If you don't have a handle, it's the force that the handle allows you to produce is what cuts off the tree. So you ever notice that you cut a tree down with a tree? That's what it means. Minei ubei, from it itself and it to it. Avo l'shadi benargo, you chop it down with an axe. V'chenover, in a similar statement, poga bo kiyotzebo, the thing that meets it is the thing that's similar to it. It was asking, hamadubar bo be'echa chargnach, somebody who killed a snake. From a rabbi, shahoreg hu kiyotzeba, the one who kills the snake is like the snake. Da'anochesh. That's what the snake does. In other words, you use its own self to destroy itself. That's the idea. So how do we destroy the Sitra Acher, the shell, the klipa, that makes you, it makes you so insensitive, everything. You use the klipa to destroy itself. So how's that? Well, the klipa produces sadness, but use the sadness, but you take it in a way of kedusha, to destroy it. Valsen Emmer, this is what the prophet says. Bechol etzev yihia mosar, with all sadness, there is extra, there is a benefit. How could there be a benefit in sadness? Vahat yisron hu, what's the benefit? Hasimcha habachar etzev, the joy that comes after the sadness. Kilchamon, as we see later on. And we mentioned this concept already. Commentary explains. Zeshen Emmer, that's what the Pasuk says, Bechol etzev yihia mosar. Sha'af sha'atz will see klipa, even though sadness is from the klipa, become akum kishet sarich zos lishbar klipa, when you need it to break the klipa. Hare yadavar tovum v'yisron, it's a good thing that brings a profit. V'yisron, what's the profit? Eino atzvus atzvus, it's not the sadness itself. Not more sadness, but as the rabbis say, yihye, it will be. Something new will be. Mosar. Shemimenu b'mosar, from it will come something extra. What is that? That's the joy that's after the sadness, as we see later on in this parak. Let's take a look at footnote hey. Af shal yidei etzav zenish beruach tum v'sidrach, even though through the sadness, we break the side of tum and the other side. We come welcome ein ha'yisro b'basa. That's not what brings the extra. El arak v'simcha b'mizah, but from the joy that comes after that. V'yeshavar, let's explain. When there's sadness, there isn't the opening of the heart. Usually what follows depression? Laziness, v'kaivdus, and heaviness. If you stay in that state, what do you do when you're depressed? Nothing. You don't get up. Usually that's what depression does. Okay, and therefore, you can't say that the sadness itself is the extra. She said, "Shlemus etzem, that brings perfection." Rakatachos yisur, the goal is more. Shova agarkach l'simcha, should bring you to simcha, and he will explain. But that's really what's coming out over here, because once you beat up the sitra achar, then what do you do when the sitra achar is beat up? Then you start doing good stuff, and that's when the simcha comes. That's when you are totally depressed over that evil part of you that is not allowing you to become who you're supposed to be. And you get rid of it, and then the simcha is going to come. So this is only good temporary depression, not permanent depression. People are always walking around depressed because maybe I'm not a good enough Eved Hashem. That's not good. You don't want people saying that in the middle of the day. You want to do it? Do it at night before you go to bed. During the day, you got lots of mitzvahs, so you should be happy. At night, break yourself, but not during the day. Look at the Tanya continues. But the truth is, the heart is not broken, and there is no bitterness. Over what? Over the distance from the light of Hashem and the enclosure of the Sitra Acher. That's not really called Atzvus in the holy language. Ki Atzvus, who? Real Atzvus. Who shalibo metumtum ke'evin, is when your heart is dull as a stone. Vein chiyusa b'lim, there's no life in your heart. So when we say, you know, breaking yourself, okay, when in other words, there's different terms over here. There's lev nishbar, a broken heart, v'umeriras a nefesh, and a bitter soul. That is not to be equated with atzvus, with laziness. Because the broken heart and the bitter soul is over the distance you feel that you have from Hashem. Okay, that's something to be sad about, right? But that's not really, in the holy tongue, that's not called atzus, that's not called laziness. Laziness means your heart is dull, and you don't have any life in your heart, explains the commentary. Atzus perusha kvitz. Atzus means to constrict, right? Shrivels. Mida otseves. That's a shriveling mida. It's makvetzes. Makvetz kvetz is to shrivel. When a person is sad, what does he do? Are makavetz. He shrivels up. V'libo otam, his heart becomes dulled. Ad she'ein lo shum chesed, has no life. Really see really depressed people. Just there's nothing to them.
They're kind of like paralyzed.
Yeah,
that's a good word.
They're paralyzed.
They don't move. Like you said, Kevin, like a stone.
It's just there. Nothing's happening. That's sadness. Next page. Avol meriris v'lev nishbar, but bitterness and a broken heart. Adarava yesh hariyesh chiyus v'libo. There's life in his heart. Lehispael, he is amazed. Ulehismarmer, and embittered. And there's feelings. A depressed person has no feelings. That's the point. He dulls his senses, because if he really starts thinking, he's going to kill himself. Right? The depressed person, there's just no feeling there. The bitter person, the broken-hearted person, is full of feelings. Right? That's what he's saying. Ahispalos, getting excited. Vamriris and the bitterness. He tenua chiyunis. That's a living movement. Veins ask, it's not depression. Umikivin shuchis, since it's life. Hareis etush, that's holiness. Davka atzmus, but only depression. Shiha erichis, that's the absence of life. Himea klipa, that comes from the shell. Footnote yud. Yesh lavar, let's explain. Shahavdo bein atzmus lavriris, the difference between depression and bitterness. Novem Emel El Hari Gimel comes from what we said earlier in footnote Gimel, as we said already today. Bevir Masha Atzvus Klipa. How we explained that an laziness is a klipa. Atzvus Ba Mitzad Hargashas Atzma. Again, depression comes from feelings of self. Ulamrirus, but bitterness Adar is the opposite. Mitzad Bitul Hashem. It comes from nullification to Hashem. Okay, Yerelo. Therefore, it's bitter for him. It's bad for him. He's Marmer Alaus Hashem. He's embitterly left Hashem. In other words, this bitterness comes from Beetle. When you recognize that Hashem is everything and I'm getting far away from that reality. And I like that. And it's not good. But it's not self-focused. It's Hashem-focused. While sadness and depression is I'm everything and everything isn't everything I planned it on being and therefore I'm depressed. Let's go back to the Tanya. Right, so what is this bitterness and brokenheartedness? Rakshahi chius mibachinus gvurus kedushas. It's a type of a life from the aspect of the holy power. V'hasimcha mibachinus achasorim. And simcha comes from the aspect of chesed. Ki alev kol mishtem. Because the heart is incorporated from both of them. Commentary. Av shamariris ichius. Even though bitterness is life, we come okay in the simcha. Still not simcha. Yeah, let's not fool ourselves. When you're in that bitter state of feeling that this is new Hashem, you're not happy. Right? Because this bitterness, kihimi bechinas gvuros, that's from the aspect of gvura. Gvuras, belev ye state nu shalchius, the heart has two movements of life. Bekava chesed, if you're going from the side of chesed, then the movement of the heart is simcha, is joy. Ubekava gvura, but from the side of control, mrirus, it brings you bitterness. But gvura is also alive. Gvura is kedusha, holy gvura. Let's look at footnote Zion. Let's give an example. Let's say someone's in a dangerous place. Let's say in the middle of a raging fire. God forbid. Or robbers say, stick him up. You're not happy at that time. Yeah, but one thing's for sure also, but you ain't asleep. You can't say you're depressed. Yeah, when the guy's robbing you, maybe after you're robbed, you're depressed. After he cleaned you out from all the money you had, and since you're so self-focused and you realize you don't have it, then you'll be depressed. But at the moment though, he's waving the gun right in front of you, your heart's beating, man. You're fast. You're way alive. Because atzvos utenuas kvedus rashlonus, atzvos is heaviness, laziness, or in Yiddish, which I'm going to do a terrible job of reading it, afgalosnikait, afgalosnikait. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Sam will
translate.
Sam just spoke.
Afgalosnikait.
you kind of give in into yourself. You kind of give up like that.
You let it all go.
Yeah, let it.
All right?
Yeah.
Ulam Khan, but here, Adras, the opposite. Who may atznuach yis yisere? This coming from extra life. Lechok, to scream, lebrok, and to run. Lenatzabatso hamar. And to run away from your bitter situation. That's when you listen to one of these, the rabbi who was at Har Nof during the massacre. He spoke to his Talmidim. It's online. It's about 20 minutes. He spoke that after the Arabs, they killed whoever they killed. They ran out of bullets. And all they had left was their meat cleavers. So the guy says that him and this other doctor, there were the only two guys left in the base, Medrash. So the guys are coming to them. And he said, I had no fear for this Arab. I wanted to kill him. But what am I going to do? So I saw the doctor. Didn't I do the same thing? They lifted up their table. And he said, must have been, I had a lot of adrenaline. And I just push it to him. Right? You're not going to say he felt depressed at that time. He probably never felt more alive in his whole life. You know, because he was doing something to keep himself alive. Although it was extremely dangerous, but he was very much alive. Then he said, and when I saw the doctor decided to run out, I thought it was a good idea, and I ran out with him as well. Right? Well, he talks about bitachon, emuna, everything was. He said, when you walk into that the base medrash, the first thing you see is the left. I think the side's wrong. The left side, the base medrash. That's where most of the people daven. The left side. So whoever was on the left side, the terror saw him immediately. Then there's the right side of the base medrash. He says, I happen to be on the right side. That's why I daven for the last 9 years. I daven on the right side. Because I was on the right side, I was alive. If I'd been on the left side, I'd be dead. You know? So he says, can you imagine that shkacha pratis? That why, 9 years ago, when I joined the minyan, I could have picked the left or the right side, and I just happened to pick the right side. So 9 years ago, it was destined that I was to live. And you can't say it was a choice that I used intellectually, you know, in case a terrorist comes, they're going to be on the right side. He says, you have to realize that, you know, you make choices years and years and years ago because Hashem said it was time, you're meant to live. And the other ones, they choose the left side because 9 or 10 or 15 years from now, the person's meant to die. Anyway, but the point that was relevant to us is that, you know, just because you're in danger doesn't mean you're dead. So the person who is bitter over the fact that he's far away from Hashem, bitterness, at least you're alive. Always good to be alive. You know, that's why there's two types of people who don't serve Hashem. The ones who are angry at Hashem and the ones who don't care. Better to be angry. Because then you're alive. If you don't care, you're dead.
There's no emotion.
The ones who are criticizing everything about Hashem.
At least they recognize
then you know what? Then there maybe there's something to do with them because they're alive. The ones who just, I gave up on Yiddishkeit and I don't do anything about it. And I'm not upset. I have no emotion about it at all. That's going to be very hard to get these people. It's very, very hard. All right, so that's the point he's saying. So you're still in the Kiddusha gang. Next line of the Tanya. Sometimes, that is not the standard procedure, but sometimes you need, you have to arouse the holy Gvura. Lamros, Shemarius, he mi Kiddusha, in spite of the fact that bitterness comes from holiness, but the general order, who should circle this, you need to be besimcha. Shechin only comes from simcha. El shele'itim, but sometimes, circle this has to be bitterness. Why? Kidei laham tikadinim, to sweeten the judgments. Shein bechinis nevesh abahamis, which is the aspect of the animalistic soul. V'yetzahara, the evil inclination, kisheshochas alam, when they control a person, when the yetzahara is grabbing hold of you, because you can only sweeten the judgment except from the root. What does he mean? Hazman shebot tzarech lishmeres. When do we need to be bitter? When the Yetzer is overcoming the person to control him. How do we sweeten the judgment? Which is really coming from the animalistic soul of the Yetzer. You have to arouse holy power. Because the root of the dinim is not evil. Because really the root of everything is holiness. It's just in the wrong place. But the roots of holy gvura, al yedei riba tzimtzum, when you're going to constrict, boimahem gvura sedim kaili, you get these judgments. In other words, you're pushing down, you're playing down the evil part of you. Shem hevach kedush is the opposite of holiness. What's that? The nefesh habaham is yetzer hara. The animals is only yetzer hara. All right, so you got to deal with them. Right, v'hamtak v'hamitz v'hamtokoson, and how do you sweeten it? Al yedei shrashim, through the roots, shehamarirus, through the bitterness, ma'irim gvuris kedoshes, you arouse holy energy of power, sherish hadin, which is the root of judgment. Val yedei zemamtikos, that's how you sweeten it up. Let's see the commentary on Ches. V'nei zevadai, this is certain. Shema shekosav kan, that which the Tanya wrote. That a broken heart and a bitter soul is not called sadness. Didn't come to contradict everything he said before that. This is the way it is. To break the klipa with atzvus. You know, first he says break it with atzvus. And then he said, well, this is an atzvus. So what, it seems to be a contradiction. So he answers, next page. Ella Shemaduber who odor shnei. He's talking about two different situations. The nature of a person. When a person really reflects on his lowness and his nullification, he becomes despised in the greatest way to himself. By days and thereby, he senses the void of his life, and that's the atzvus. That's the depression. So that's a problem. In other words, if a person just leaves himself and says, you know, I'm a really terrible Jew, that's going to be atzvus. But if it's proper, he spoinuses. It only lasts a little while. And right away, comes the bitterness. In other words, you got to get the bitterness in fast. You bemoan. Eich ze no, how did that just happen? As right, so betchilas haperek in the beginning of the chapter, hamadu baral haveragavish. That's the first feeling. The first feeling is sadness. I'm sad that I'm a shmo. Shemes bo lidei atzvus. You get a great sadness, but that's only supposed to be brief. Valzeh habir, and that's what he's explaining. Mishum shekach, that's the measure. That's what it has to be. You have to get to a certain initial big depression. I'm so depressed that I'm a terrible Eved Hashem. I'm a nothing. But then right away, then right away he talks about a broken heart. That takes much longer. That means you're alive. Comes out, there's two things. Atzvus, there is sadness. Umarirus and bitterness. They don't have to be constant. Only when the Yetzer gets strong, then you got to arouse those feelings. Atzvus, why the sadness? To press down and control the sitracher. Like the axe that destroys the father, right? The handle, right? Umariris and the bitterness. To sweeten the judgment. Through that, Gama Yetzahar, Nebuchadnezzar, then turns to holiness. In other words, what he is saying is as follows. You have sadness is a bad thing. It's a sitrach. It's the klipa. But you have to sit down when you feel that your Yetzahar is getting strong. You got to use that very sadness to recognize that it's making me very sad. But you only stay sad for a very brief. If you just stay sad and remain sad, then that's a disaster. I'm a terrible Jew, terrible Hashem. I'm so depressed, and I'm just going to roll up and do nothing. That's really bad. It's got to be a brief sadness, and then you have to go into a rage of brokenness. So what's going to be with me? I'm going to always be so far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is this what I want it to be? You got to get yourself alive. Break yourself. Feelings of real upsetness, of real bitterness. You know, a lot of times a guy's bitter, you know, what does that usually do? And, you know, take revenge. Right? That it's raging inside of you. So you're going to do something about it, right? So that's, you know, so you want to take revenge against the Sitra Achra, the Yetzer Hara, because I'm going to show you. Look what you did to me. I'm going to show you. And then you turn around and say, you know, I can connect Hashem. And I don't like this, and I want to change things. So it's a very tricky game over here. You don't go around this all day long. It's not a healthy thing. It's a sad thing, and we don't want you to do this. When you the whole day you're supposed to be an Eved Hashem. Whatever you do, you're learning, you're davening, you're at work, you're making a Kiddush Hashem. You know, you should be happy that you have those things. Okay, could be during the day you make some terrible mistakes. Fine, we'll deal with it later. I'm not going to deal with it now. Even if at 2 o'clock you realize, boy, that was stupid. Boy, I gave it to my Yetzer Hara. Forget about it. That's just keep being happy. Just do what you got to do. Then at night, you go over to the day and you say, well, 2 o'clock was really bad. I'm really depressed over 2 o'clock. But I'm not going to stay that way. I'm going to say, what was that? Was the Sitra Achra. I'm really upset at the Sitra Achra. I'm really bitter over the Sitra Achra. And I got to make sure that doesn't happen again. I don't want to be so far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I feel terrible that I'm away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I have to do something to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then that's where the positive thing comes out of that.
It's hard. I mean, if words come out of your mouth in the middle of the afternoon that you realize you shouldn't have said, then to not focus on that and keep going over it is difficult sometimes. You have to work.
You put a little note in your iPad, deal with the 2 o'clock mishap tonight. Okay, shkayach, guys. Okay.